Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life Show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. Can you hear me over there?
Yeah, I can hear.
Okay, thanks. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. We got...
My name is Vernon.
Vernon in the studio today. How old are you, Vern?
I'm 49 years old.
Right on, yeah. So you kind of like seen quite a bit of things in your lifetime, right? As far as Anishinaabe men go?
Yeah, I was raised up by my grandparents in Cha-Cha Bani.
Nice, nice. And when you were raised up by them, did you learn a lot of things that you think other brothers didn't learn?
Yeah, I do believe I did. I was very fortunate to have learned a few things from them, as a lot of the culture, the old way the people lived then, seems to be disappearing because of the lack of the interest and stuff that's going on the reservation right now.
Do you think that maybe... electronics and those types of things have something to do with it, maybe like Xboxes and cell phones? And
well, I think that maybe have a little bit to do with it, but I think it's basically the parents that you know, I think that they're the ones that are put in the position to teach their children.
Yeah, true that. So they're kind of like pulling away from the Ojibwe way of life, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, in this day and age, brother, I think you know as well as I do that we have a lot of more distractions than when we were younger, you know?
Yeah, there is a lot more distractions. There's a lot more different various things going on that are not the same as they used to be in the culture, as far as the cultural ways are concerned.
But here's something that I used to do when I was a child. I'm 51 now, so we had to haul water. Did you have to do that?
Oh, yeah, I did a lot of that. As a young child growing up there, I learned a lot of the traditions. My grandfather used to make birch bark canoes and wigwams for the area, you know, like the Minnesota Historical Society. He still had a lot of his work up there. My grandmother used to tan deer hides and make cedar mats. My grandfather would trap a lot. We'd do a lot of wild racing. That's all the sorts of stuff that you don't really see too much today.
Yeah, but even then, and at that age, you know, 50 years ago, you know, 50 years before that, it probably would have been even more different, huh?
Oh, I think it would have been really different then. It would probably have been a lot more of a struggle with no electricity and the way people lived in that era.
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't. My grandparents didn't have no electricity. You know, I think they struggled. You know, in this society's eyes, but I don't know. I kind of think that I had fun. You know, they used to turn all the lights off, and we'd all have to go to sleep at night. You know, they wouldn't let us play out in the dark. Did you get some of that?
Oh yeah, there was a lot of that going on. They were very strict, you know, compared to how children are raised today. There's a lot more, you know, laws or whatever that intervene in these kind of the way children are raised. But I believe that a lot of the people that were my age and older that were growing up now are going back to their traditional ways, because you see a lot of them out there dancing and singing a lot now. Than I did when I was growing up with them. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. Did they have electricity, or did they do kerosene like my grandparents did?
Well, my era, back from the 70s, they had electricity. So, but my grandparents and the way they raised my mom, my aunts, my uncles, they had no electricity. It was the old way. They had outhouses for bathrooms. And,
same here, yeah.
You know, so.
And I don't know, did they catch rainwater?
No. I believe they knew how to have haul water from the water, rivers and the lakes. And most, a lot of times it was, they would go to springs.
Yeah, I remember that we had the gas stoves, though, and that's what we had out of my grandparents. That was probably the only thing that was kind of modern was the gas stoves. And so other than that, you know, we had to catch everything fresh. We had to go haul water from down at the pump, which was like about 4 or 5 blocks away, chop wood.
Basically, we've done the same thing. You know, my grandparents, they provided for us in the old ways of picking blueberries and storing fish, freezing fish in the freezers in the winter. We were lucky to have those things. You know, it was more modernized, but for them, the way they grew up is the stories they told me that things weren't, you know, and that we should be very fortunate for the way we're living today as to they were in the past.
Yeah, do you think, though, that a lot of our younger people, do you think that they kind of lost a lot of our ancient skills because of that, though?
I think a lot of them I don't think they really lost it. I think it's in all of us, you know, because of who we are. I just think that they need to be given a little more direction and point, you know, in teaching their language, their cultures. And I think if you do a little of those things on the reservations with a lot of our younger people and the youth, I think they will see that it's a good way of life, because my sons dance at powwows and they've been royalty at all these different gatherings, and you know, for me that's a great feeling. I'm very proud of them.
But they travel all over the place, huh?
Oh yeah, we go to powwows everywhere there. So.
Yeah, and that wasn't really the way of life back then. I mean, if we hit one or two powwows back in the day, maybe one or two drums and a handful of dancers, that was a powwow back in the day, huh?
That was it.
Yeah. Okay, Vern, well, I guess we're coming to the end of this show here, and then we're going to come back and see you again next week. And we'll continue on with our Ojibwe way of life, interviewing you, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks. Thanks for tuning on in. This is Ojibwe Way of Life. We'll talk to you again next week. Thank you for tuning on in. This is John Lartbear. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.